up to that, I was doing pretty good. But then you got to the next part, and that's when I started to have some questions. Can you explain sort of where you went from there?
Sure. Being a statistician, I started to become nervous when I saw the findings from our first two questions that we've already discussed. And that is because our statistical methods really, in colon cancer and in most cancers, have been designed for an overall survival endpoint. That's just what was done in the past, looked at overall survival. And there were two critical assumptions that our statistical models use. First is that the risk of an event is constant over time, which is approximately true for overall survival, and we showed that. There's some peak early on, but more or less, you've got about a consistent risk of dying over time. The second is that the effect of treatment is consistent over time. That is, that if there's a treatment benefit year one, it's about the same benefit year two, year three, and year four, and year five. We just demonstrated that for disease-free survival, both of those are wrong. That the risk of a disease-free survival event is much higher early than it is later, and that the benefit of treatment is much larger early than it is later. So I got nervous and said, we're now doing trials with disease-free survival. Do we need to use different statistical methods? And I don't know how much detail you want me to go into, but more or less what we did was we used the ACCENT database to consider what are the range of possibilities in colon cancer. Because we figured, what are the range of risks, what are the range of treatment benefits, what are the range of long-term outcomes that we've ever seen in colon cancer? And then we simulated thousands and thousands and thousands of trials, literally probably 100,000 clinical trials we simulated, using data, using parameters that spanned the whole range of anything that we'd seen. So we tried to create clinical trials that were like trials that have been done in the past, but varying all these different incarnations. So we would look at a trial that had a big treatment effect early on.
So these are theoretical scenarios.
These are theoretical scenarios.
So you say, okay, well, maybe the relapse rate will be decreased by X in year one, the death rate, all different kinds of combinations.
All different kind of combinations.
Combinations of impact on relapse and survival?
On relapse and survival, exactly.
Over time. Okay.
So we looked at every possible combination, and what we found was that none of those variations affected our statistical power by more than 2%, which was very reassuring, because what it said was we can still use standard approaches, because the standard approaches, even in these situations that are on the extremes of what's ever been seen, still work.
What do you mean by standard approaches?
The standard approaches that we all use when we design clinical trials, which was we assume something called an exponential survival model. We assume we're going to analyze the data using a Cox proportional hazard regression or using a log rank testing. So the standard things that show up on every method slide before the clinical trials. We were afraid that we were going to have to go to different, more complicated approaches. Those actually are relatively simple and straightforward to a statistician. The more complicated approaches would have been extremely challenging to try to explain to practicing or even a research oncologist. Statisticians can understand them, but what I've found in my 10 years is that I can dream up all the fancy statistical methods I want, but if I can't explain them to the clinicians that I'm working with, they're not going to accept them.
So what's the practical clinical implication of this?
So the practical clinical implication is that we can continue to use the approaches we have.
The statistical model.
The statistical model. We continue to use log rank tests, continue to use exponential power assumption, those are really the two key ones, and that we can use those approaches if our endpoint is disease-free survival and be comfortable that we're not doing the wrong thing. So what it says is, for those of us who design clinical trials, business as usual, even though we switched our endpoint, we can continue to use the same methods, which is good to know.